Welcome our visitors. You're here to celebrate Beth tonight. Beth was raised in Ohio, born and raised in Ohio. She and Mark started when they were 16, got married after high school, moved to Florida when Rick was about 2 years old. She always put Mark and Rick first. She was always employed, worked very hard to provide for the family. She was always faithful to God and always went to church, even by herself. She loved to travel, and she traveled to see Rick wherever he was stationed, and she worked at Premier Assignment Corporation for most of her career and liked to collect dolls, cups, and saucers. Her favorite pets were cats, but don't hold that against her. And Beth passed peacefully Monday morning with her son and pastor by her side. It was under the care of hospice. Glad you're here. I want to give you an opportunity to share. There's been so much said this week, people calling, and appreciate Bill putting up the sign because they didn't know until they saw the sign. And, of course, through Facebook and word of mouth. And people at work contacted and have reached out. In fact, I got a message. Let me read this to you. Carol Jones, Redmond, Washington. I live in Washington State, so I'll be unable to attend the celebration service this evening for Beth Miller. Due to the time difference, I'll not be able to watch the service live. But I worked with Beth at PAC Central through the 90s, and we have stayed in contact since. Beth was one of the best people I have ever known. Her influence will live on in all of our lives, and she will be sorely missed by many. And so he's asked that we share the link with her afterwards. Okay, somebody's going to share something now. Who's first? Somebody is, right? I'm going to bring you a microphone. Not necessarily so we can hear you, but because we've got so many joining online, some that are sick, some that are careful because of COVID and couldn't be here. And so I want to give you a chance to speak, but I am going to bring you a microphone so they can hear you. Bill Sanders, save some time for somebody else, all right?
Did y'all hear the one? Never mind. Beth was my friend. A church member, but she was my friend. If you had a birthday, Beth was going to send you a card.
You know that's right.
If you there was a holiday, Beth's going to send you a card. If you were a veteran, you were going to get a card. It, no matter what event, anniversary, you were going to get a card. If you were in jail, I'm not talking about me, but I do have relatives, you were going to get a card. I mean, Beth was that kind of person. It was for everybody. And if Beth said, I'll pray for you, count on it. It was going to happen. And I appreciate the time that I knew her. And I'll pass it on to somebody else.
All right. Okay. I heard you. Okay, that's fine. Whatever you want to do.
So Beth and I spent a lot of time together because we did the children's class up to 7 years of age. And Bill's right. She was just such a wonderful person. But Beth loved those kids, every one of them. I don't ever remember a child that came in here that she didn't hug and that didn't love her back. So she's going to be missed by me and a lot of people in this church, I know. But I think these kids are going to miss her as well.
Okay. I worked with Beth for many, many years, and the one thing I'll say is she was probably the most selfless person I've ever known in my life, and I know some good people. You talk about the cards. As I was walking by her desk as I was leaving the office today, I picked up her red or chocolate chip cookie basket, and if anybody knows, Beth always baked chocolate chip cookies, and they were wonderful. And I will say, even as Beth was sick and I'd get a Skype or a text, she was also always asking and praying for my mom and dad. Even when, you know, she was hurting, it was all about others. So, most selfless person I've ever known.
I'll have to second that. I've had a couple of surgeries in the last few months, and even with all she was going through, I would call her, and she was always more worried about me and how I felt. And I said, listen, I'm the one worrying about you. You take care of yourself. I'm going to be fine. She says, what happens to you is just as important as what happens to me. She was probably the sweetest person I've ever known in my life. And I really am going to miss her.
Beth was my boss at Premium Assignment for about 19 years. I worked there 20. And she was always there. She helped me when I was new, trying to get me to get started and do everything I needed to do. And then even things that I didn't do, she would let me know about and all. But she was just a wonderful person. And today I was just shocked. I was on Facebook today. It was the first time I even knew that she was sick. I've been retired for 4.5 years, so I did. Wasn't really in touch with everyone, so it was really a shock. She was just a wonderful person, and I remember 7 years ago when I lived down on Twin Lakes here on the Parkway, I had lost my son that day, and I had to tell her I couldn't come to work. Beth was the person who came and gave me a hug, and it meant a lot to me because I had no family here. And then when I went to work, lots of my friends give me a hug, but it's really meaningful. And we all need to do that for each other. But she was a very wonderful person. I know she will be missed by many, many people.
I worked with Beth many, many years myself. And she was the most selfless person I've ever met. She was the best good person. She gave and didn't expect anything in return. Every birthday card with hand lotion. Even after I wasn't there any longer. And I was going out of town last weekend, and Wednesday before I left, I got a birthday card, and my birthday's the end of this month. And I thought, you know, she does it. It's always on the day or day before, and that just made me think when I received that card. She will be missed.
I was going to say, in 1979, when my husband and I moved up here, we came to this church, and due to our grandchildren being at another church, we moved there. But when I lost him in 2012, I decided to come back here, and Beth was one of those people that never failed to come and speak to me. And I made the comment to her that I would be here. But when the time changed and it was, I didn't drive at night. And she said, I'll be there to pick you up. And she was.
I knew Beth for a long time, too. And believe it or not, our anniversary was July the 14th. Saturday, I got a card from her for our anniversary. So she's fast, but she was a wonderful person. We are going to miss her a lot.
Where she is now, she comprehends things we can't, and she knows things we don't understand. And God has wiped away all her tears, and she is in total peace. So we don't need to feel sad for that, but have to add to that fact that she was the sweetest person. There's got to be one. She was it. So I think, too, we should treat each other differently. You know, this happens all the time. It's part of life. But maybe look toward treating each other differently, because we don't ever know. Bus might hit me tomorrow. But I all and appreciate you, and Beth was a sweet girl.
Anyone else? I'm going to give you an opportunity.
All right.
Hi, I'm visiting from New Jersey. My friend Sue, and through her, I learned about Beth. But just listening to all of you tonight, the love that you have for her, but what the gift that she had, that she gave to everybody, is amazing. I've never been anywhere that I felt like I actually know her without ever having met her.
Thank you. Is that it?
When I consider Beth, and it, a year and a half ago, she was well. She was well, and she was, you know, the mergers and takeovers, and all, that was the conversation that she was concerned about. Those were the things that she was praying about and trying to find her way through. And scared of those things with no idea what was lurking. And then she had the surgery and everything was good. And then it wasn't. You know, and Mark's had cancer for 3 years and been dealing with that and unable to do a lot. And Rick is with him. That's why they're not here tonight. Rick is joining us online and others are. And so I'm grateful for that, but you talked about the chocolate chip cookies, and I think Brother Ronnie said he just finished that pecan pie that she made for him last week. And that's just how suddenly life changes. And, you know, as I think about Beth, there are some scriptures in the Bible that just speak to Beth. They're just her. In 1 Peter chapter 3, the Bible says, "Wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning or plaiting of hair, wearing of gold, putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." She just lived it. You know, Bill talked about it. You knew she cared. Some, in fact, you know, she would send cards to people, and at one time we had somebody join. It's a man. His wife didn't join. His family didn't join. You join the church, we get all your information, you know. What's your name, your spouse's name, your kids' names, your birthday, their birthday, your anniversary. We gather all that stuff. And guess what? They got a card on their anniversary. And his wife said, "Who is this?" And he got a card on his birthday. "Who is this?" Right? A female sending cards. And it was completely innocent. But she just did it. It was automatic. And, you know, we have members that, you know, they've joined the church, but they don't live. And they get cards still. And, in fact, someone handed me a card Sunday and said, "Here, this is a card that Beth sent." And that was probably one of the last ones that she sent out. But that was just who she was. And then, you know, just living it, just It's not about the words. It wasn't her preaching. It was living it. She was a Christian through and through. Her faith, you know, there's no doubt that she knew when she left here where she is going. You know, we talk about where she is now. We know where she is now. And, you know, for those who are not secure in that idea, and you don't know, well, is there really a heaven? Is there really a hell? Is there really an eternity? Well, let me assure you there is. But look at the beautiful life that we have been blessed with by Beth. And to know that God wrapped his arms around her and welcomed her home. The sign, well done, good and faithful. In fact, that was part of Sunday school, wasn't it? Good and faithful. Another part of so appropriate, just this past Sunday. He said, it's the same story. He said, you visited me when I was sick. You fed me when I was hungry. You clothed me when I was naked. You came to me when nobody else did. And she, you know, well, when did I do that? Well, you did it to others, and so you did it to me. And that was just Beth. She didn't discriminate. She wasn't prejudiced. She loved everybody. She loved those kids. She loved those children. Another example in the Dorcas. Tabitha. In Acts chapter 9 and verse 36, it says, Tabitha, which is being interpretation is called Dorcas, the woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And she was just a generous, loving, giving person. And she didn't show, you know, she wasn't, you know, the gold plated. She didn't do that. She just lived simply as she could. But she was generous, and some may not know that, may not understand that, but she was generous with her time, with her love, and even with her gifts. Bringing children to church, I think about, and Alyssa probably tuned in. You know, Damien and Dane and Nikki and Celeste came to church because of one person, and that was Beth. And she got those children to church and showed them the way to Jesus. And she was faithful in doing that, teaching children at church, sharing. You know, she was a teacher. She cared about those children, wanted to give them the word, wanted to show them the way to God. She showed people that they were remembered through her cards, that they mattered, that she cared. That's what she did. And she was always smiling, praying for her family, co-worker. See, I don't know everybody's name that's here, but I imagine at some point over the last 16 years, if you've had a problem and Beth knew it, she brought it up here. And she said, pray for this person or this person's mama or this person's cousin. It didn't matter. If it was burdening you, it burdened her. And she shared that burden with us. And we prayed together over those because she loved them. And she knew that God was the only one that could make some of these things happen. And I want you to know, I prayed for Beth's healing. I prayed that she'd be made whole. It didn't happen that way. Yeah, she's whole now. She is done. But she is in heaven and rejoicing. But not what I prayed. I prayed her body would be whole. Guys, it's lose Beth. We want to keep her here and enjoy her. Not you know, her family and her friends, yes, but just to enjoy her presence. And she really was a blessing to all those around her. She loved her family. She loved her church family. And, you know, I'm grateful that her church family showed her how much she was loved. We didn't have much opportunity, and people would call me and say, Pastor, Beth needs this. And I said, I asked Beth. Beth needs nothing. Beth needs nothing. Well, do you need? No, I don't need anything. Well, how about this? Nope, I don't need anything. And then just finally, what, 2 weeks ago? Time to kill and a time to heal. Time to break down, a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. Beth experienced many of those times, didn't she? And then finally has left us. But I really, you know, when people talk about death, and sometimes they say she's left a hole in our hearts, but you know, I think she filled our hearts. She's given us so much to be grateful for, and so much to celebrate, and so much to enjoy in our memories. You know, just in looking, and we couldn't get the stuff to work, but just in looking at pictures on her Facebook page and on the church Facebook page, and to see, and I don't know, there may have been two pictures I found, but almost every time it's that great big smile. She just enjoyed. She just lived and loved and was laughing and happy. And I think that's what we'll celebrate and remember about Beth. You know, even as her parents, we've had some, you know, counseling through the years and some discussion through the years. But in all the things that she dealt with, she never showed. In those moments, she would talk about it. You could see that it was stress. But well, she wasn't talking about that anymore. She shook it off. And she was full of love and life and laughter. That would be a good idea for all of us, wouldn't it? If we could do that. Let me share with you Romans 10. I know that Beth, if she were to write this service out and say, this is what I want you to talk about, I know this would be on the list. The Bible says the word is neither even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. How hard was it for Beth to get saved? By the way, she wasn't always a Baptist. And her mom wasn't Baptist. She joined this. She got baptized here. This was her first exposure to a Baptist church, and probably of this sort. But how many of you ever been before? No, never. But she had been searching and trying to understand the scriptures, trying to understand the Bible. And we really do try to make it plain. But people say, well, how hard is it to get saved? Well, the Bible just said it's near you. It's in your mouth. It's right on your tongue. All you have to do is reach out to God from your heart by faith, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, you don't have to baptized or join the church or even come to church to get saved. It is a private, intimate moment of prayer between you and God Almighty with faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. And you could pray that right now and ask God's forgiveness. Put your faith in Him and He will save your soul. Beth may have had a lot of concerns throughout her illness, especially, you know, leaving Mark behind. But she never was worried about eternity. She had that settled. She had full confidence, full assurance. Don't wait till the last moment and say, well, when I get ready to die, I'm going to pray. Do it now. Pray now and ask God's forgiveness. And let Him give you the grace that can change your life. It will change your life. We're almost finished. If I could just read a couple of more scriptures here. In Revelation chapter 21. Is that right? 21. That's what I have written. In verse number 3. It says, behold, the tabernacle of God with men. Of course, this is at the end. We're in heaven. He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself shall be with them. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And I kind of tell a little about a walk through heaven at the end of a funeral, and I thought about that this week. I just imagine what Beth is seeing. And imagine what she's hearing. Imagine the people she's meeting. And that big old smile. Just loving everybody. Would you stand with me? God, we are so thankful that you have shared Beth Miller with us. We do pray for God, for her family now. And I know their hearts are broken as ours are. Her work family, her friends and co-workers through the years, those across the country and around the world, and her church family. God, we love her. We're thankful for the time we had, the ministry, for the example that she showed us. God, I really am not aware of another person, no matter their posture in society, I've ever met that ever had such a good reputation. May we strive to live up to the reputation that she had. Comfort us, strengthen us, forgive our sins. Dismiss us with your grace, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming.